What's good, fam? Welcome to the Ministry Zoo with Wes and Jess. This is episode 37. We are rolling right along. It's good to see you, Jess. Things are going well. We have some special guests with us, but we'll give them a proper introduction in just a few minutes. It's good to see you. You look like you've lost a few pounds.
Well, you would be wrong.
I figured all that walking you did at Lads to Leaders would burn it off.
It's not true. Let's be honest from the start.
Yeah.
You forgot the Spanish words for 3 and 7, didn't you?
You know, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you did.
Can we start over?
No.
Okay.
No. I just think it's funny.
Yes.
It's good to see you too, buddy. It has been a while. It really has.
Since we've had an episode. The last time we were here, Dale Jenkins was with us.
He was.
He was holding a meeting for us at Shiloh, and then, you know, after that, it became Lads to Leaders time.
Yep.
So, you know,
the craziness began.
That kind of takes over and becomes, you know, the most prevalent thing, the most predominant thing for both of us, I think. So, but it's good to be back. It's good to see you. You know, you got your UNA colors on.
I do.
I understand you're going there this evening.
I was looking for a nicer shirt, like a polo.
Right.
Couldn't find one, so this is the one I found.
Well, it looks good on you.
Yeah. I just want us to point out, I was talking about this before. You see how my leg is, my leg looks humongous in the picture. That's what I was doing a while ago, pulling it up on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't even know. Let's see how much of a delay there is. Anyway, yeah,
there it is.
Pointing at it, and I'm about to pull it in.
Yeah.
But when I pull my leg in, it looks dumber, I think, to sit right here on the end. Yeah, and just have, I don't know, that didn't look too bad. Anyway, it's good to be back in the Ministry Zoo, and it's two comments now my wife has made in criticism. So this may be the last time she's on.
I was thinking that should be a permanent fixture. We'll just add her name to the graphics and everything.
You're always so complimentary of me. This is different. It's like, I don't know. Yeah. It's like Jekyll and Hyde over
now,
here.
Now, Lori, you know, one time I paid him like the ultimate compliment. I referred to him as the robust Jess Eastet, which means like very strong. And he thought I was not being nice to him.
Well, I have heard robust in a context of
negative. I understand.
Negative, yeah. And, you know, come to find out it's supposed to be more positive, which my wife knows that I didn't know. And so it just proves once again how much dumber I am than she is.
We already knew that.
What can I say?
Yeah. Oh. Kim, hasn't anybody introduced you yet? You stay out of it.
This show is awesome.
All right. It's great when you have no notes, nowhere to go with the show.
Yes.
And you're just making it up as you go.
All right. So tell me, how busy were you at Lads to Leaders?
How busy was I?
Did you sleep at all?
Interesting thing about sleep this year at Lads to Leaders. My wife and I enjoyed a fake king size bed that was full and a half, not quite queen.
Gotcha.
And we also shared that with our six-year-old.
Oh,
so
yes. Yeah.
When you talk about sleep, like, we have to define sleep. So, like, laying in the bed constantly kind of in between awake and asleep, that's kind of where I was.
Yeah.
But that's always the case when he gets in the bed with us because his feet end up on me, my face, my back.
In the throat area.
And he stays away from her. Yeah. And it's this phenomenon that happens. And
I think it's mom code because the same thing happens. I woke up just about every, 45 minutes or so with knees right in my kidneys.
Really?
It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
The more it happened, the more I was like, okay, this is kind of funny.
Yeah.
I'll just go sleep in the tub.
Well, it was a consideration. I thought about the floor, which might have been better. But, I guess we need to do a little bit of a review of Lads.
We can.
By the way, before we cannot go forward, we passed our 1-year anniversary.
That's right.
Of the Ministry Zoo. Yeah. And I just thought we needed to bring that. That was March the 21st.
March 21st.
Was when we finally posted, I think, our first episode. So,
Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Yes. I don't know where here is.
We're still close to that bottom, but we're here.
Still pretty close to the bottom, but congratulations, I guess, to you. Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to going much further. Yes, absolutely. Anyway, that's insignificant. I just wanted to point that out.
It's cool to us.
So Lads to Leaders is great. You know, we're national coordinators for song leading and songs of praise, and so it keeps us pretty busy, especially on especially on Friday and Saturday. Friday, mm-hmm. we have our group meeting, the judges meeting, and right. then the next day is just kind of it's chaos because there's lots of questions
mm-hmm.
and
lots of text messages.
Lots of waiting,
yeah,
you know, and other things are going on, and so it's you want to be in multiple places, but you kind of have to stay in one spot and wait for those judges to come out. For instance, Brennan he did Bible Bowl this year. We weren't even able to go in there to see him do Bible Bowl, which kind of stunk. You know, at the same time, it's a service, and, you know, there's going to be times like that. You're going to miss some things. Bible Bowl, I guess, is one of those things. If you had to miss it, you know, you can't sit by. You can't really watch a whole lot. You
sure.
know, they had, you know, hold up a sign or something. So, anyway, but it would have been nice to be in there. So, so we enjoy that. It's rewarding. At the same time, it is super stressful, and it does take a lot of our time. We don't get to go see a lot of song leading at all.
Right.
Other than our sons, and you know, we miss a lot of speeches. So there's a lot of things we miss too, being at Lads to Leaders, doing that. But our kids did great.
Yeah.
We had a lot of winners, had some losers. You know, as far as
there's
you
no
know,
losers in Lads
that sounded
leaders.
Bad. I didn't mean.
I know what you meant.
Let's rewind that. Had a lot of winners. Yes. Had some that didn't win.
Right.
Whatever you call those people. No,
winners in heaven.
Not win. y'all know what I mean. Not losers like they're losers, but some that did not win. But they're definitely, you know, to be commended for their effort and for what they did. You know, yeah. there's got to be a winner, and sometimes it's not. You know, it's not going to be you, and you know, that's one of the life lessons. You know, our son's going to have to learn, and is learning. Oh, that was a great sound.
That's good.
There's updating. So, so anyway, we did have a great weekend. Spent some time with some people we don't normally get to spend a lot
sure.
of time with, and yeah. spent time with some people that we kind of wish we wouldn't have. the Nichols. No, totally. I'm kidding.
Wow,
it's always great to spend time
cold.
With that family.
It's so cold,
hurtful.
Yeah. Well, I'm just getting my zings in when I can, because I know it's coming. So, what about you? I know that you have a great. Time at Nashville, we go to
yeah.
Memphis, and yeah. it's a lot different. Little,
it is
probably more chaotic getting from place to place.
Yeah, you know, if you've never experienced the Opryland Hotel in Nashville, it's something that you should just go and experience. Because the first time that I ever went to Lads was actually with you and Lori.
That's right.
So I never really realized how massive that facility is. You don't know how many things are actually there until you're supposed to be. Here and you've got 15 minutes to get there. It's worse than a college campus, but you know, it was a lot of fun. We had some great things happen. Friday night was good for us. Friday night awards are kind of unique because if you don't have kids that are involved in a lot of those pre-convention things, Friday night awards kind of drag on for you. You know, it just kind of gets to that point where you're like, okay, can I go find something to do? But this year was different. We really put an emphasis on those year round things, and Heath Allen is one of the guys that really works a lot with that. So on Friday night, I think there was like 160 awards that were given to Shiloh kids. So that makes a big difference, you know, when you've got those kids plugged in and they enjoy that, you know, because it's different for them too. So then on Saturday, you know, you're giving out the puppet awards, the speech award, you know, so everybody's going crazy during that mm-hmm. time, and it's just a lot of fun. You know, you get to see kids that are progressing. I mean, I remember some of these kids that, you know, the first year that I was at Shiloh was 9 years ago, and they were just like, you know, running around in suits that were too long for their legs, and you know, and now they're competing in Winter Circle and different areas, and it's neat to watch that, and you watch other kids from other congregations that are growing, and it's just fun. You know, it's
yep.
really encouraging. Jared and Allison, who head up our Lads to Leaders program, which all of you know as well, they just do a phenomenal job, and the thing that I like about them, they're the kind of leaders that you know, when things are changing, you don't know that they're changing, all because they just keep it under wraps. You know what I'm saying? They just keep it under their hat, and you never really know. So it's just one of those things where you just keep moving, you keep going, and you grow, and you do good things, you know, that you just mm-hmm. get to watch them do good things. So it's a lot of fun, and we had a great weekend. We're tired.
Yes.
Like I napped even today.
Yes.
But you know, it was well worth it. So
yep.
Good to be home, and of course Roy Johnson was there, and he encouraged us to go ahead and start year round events like when we got back home.
Now on the bus ride home,
and I was like, yeah, I think we'll hold off at least a week. You know, we'll hold off at least a week. So, but it's fun. So we'll go ahead and try to get into our show. What do you think?
First of all, for all you Facebook Live folks, I'm sorry. Brennan is knocking on my glass window door, and he was trying to do sign language. I don't know sign language as well as him. He was trying to tell me something.
Wait. I got it. Hey, Brennan.
I'm not really sure what that was.
Yeah. He wants to come in.
I got nothing back.
He can't come in. No, he's...
I gave him the I love you, and I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so let's get into this.
So
and
the zoo is full on in effect zoo today. So
yes. It is definitely a zoo.
It's
in a zoo.
This is how we like it. This, you know, when families are involved, and you know, Jess and I have talked about this before. The more that you can have your children around you, the better it is. You know, and it's fun to watch them grow up with, you know, youth group kids and see how they develop those relationships. So it's fun to look up at that window, and he's just kind of. Oh, he's giving you the eyes right now, man. That's awesome.
Just looking in here. I can't. The funny thing about it is, for those listening to us that can't see, is all we can see is like the bridge of his nose and his eyes and the top of his ears and up from there. So you can't see his mouth. And he has just got a blank stare. Like, that. What is that little Izzy Iggy that people used to draw with the hands on the paper? On the line, and then his nose was sticking out. Did y'all ever see those?
Yeah, see, I was born in 86, so those 60s.
Wow, that's a throwback, Jeff.
I'm just saying, that's what he looks like.
Those references that you're making, I don't know.
Okay.
Jess is 51. Anyway, today's show is cool. We waited till later this evening so that we could get everybody here and it wouldn't conflict with schedules, but we're very happy to have the representatives from GLOBE. And we're going to ask them some questions and kind of get some information from them, but we want to introduce them first. If you're watching or listening, to my right is Kim Nichols. To her right is Lori Estep. And Lori, of course, is the better half of the Jess and Lori tandem. And Kim, I kind of walked in and kind of made a fool out of myself because I come in and I was like, hey, I'm Wes. Nice to meet you. And she was like, yeah, your wife has had my kid in her class for 2 years now. So, because
he
had him in pre-K and then had him this year for kindergarten. And I assume that he's enjoying kindergarten.
He is.
Good.
We love your wife.
Thank you. She's, that's very kind. Yes. She is.
She saved us.
She's very special and she is much better than I am. So, but I'm glad that y'all are here and we're excited to have you on, excited about this conference, excited about what you're going to be sharing with us today. Jess knows a little more about it than I do, partly because it's under his roof, you know?
Part of
it's under his roof.
I think I see where you're going with this.
Anyway, this is the flyer here. And so I'm going to hold this up. You're not going
to be able to
see what it says, but there's a website that you can go to. You can get all the information, but we're going to talk about the guest speakers that they're going to have and all the different things that they're going to have going. So thank you very much for being here, but let's start with you, Kim. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your name. Don't tell us how old you are. I could do the shallow youth group routine. When somebody visits, I ask them how old they are, their full name, and when the last time they puked was.
Okay.
Do you know the last time you puked? Let's go with that one.
After we ate at Westie's the other day, probably. It was the last time for
me. Yes.
Aww. I really just kidding. Don't remember the last time I puked. I try to block that out as much
This is
as possible.
A kid's show. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Last time you went to the hospital and why?
That was a couple years ago, actually. I had a kidney stone.
Oh, terrible. All right. So tell us a little bit about you and how you got into GLOBE and your relationship with Lori, different things like that.
Okay, well, a little bit about me. I'm older than you. Same age as Jess and Lori, I think.
Yeah, can't be the same
and,
for both of us.
I'm the same age as Lori. Yes. I have four kids.
Okay. Very cool.
And
Their names are
Maggie,
she can't keep up with it.
Jonas, Owen, and Liliana.
Very cool.
I actually met Lori when we first moved here, so about 14 years ago. Jess and James were in school together, and she got started with GLOBE, and then I kind of joined on a couple years after it got started. just because I love teenagers and I like to know that we're doing something good for the girls of our future. So it's been a real blessing for me to be a part of it.
That's awesome. You know, if there's one thing that's missing, it's, you know, that individual time that you get when you break the guys and the girls apart. And, you know, sometimes, you know, girls are, you know, for the most part, a little more timid than guys are. I know some of the young ladies in our youth group are much more vocal than anybody else. So I know there are a few unique circumstances, but I think that's great. You know, you get that separation. They get that time where they can talk about things that they really need to be talking about. So I got to ask you about your husband. He's like, what, 5'6", 5'7"?
Something like that.
Yeah, like 6'11".
He's 5'9".
Five, on a good day with heels.
Yeah.
No, James, I know James too. When I was taking some classes at Heritage, he was working on the campus there and always very nice and very kind and very helpful. So good family, and I appreciate you being on with us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate your role that you're playing with GLOW. All right.
That's funny for people that don't know, because James is, what does he say? He's 5'21"
Yeah.
So he's 6'9".
He really does say he's 5'.
That's got a shirt that says
on a shirt.
I'm 5'20". And it's like something about the weather and no, I don't play basketball and all these things.
Yeah. That's awesome.
He's a very tall guy. James is. I want Lori to introduce herself. I'm not gonna embarrass her with the same questions you had, but I will
come
let her.
Lori, when did you last puke?
I want Lori to. I'm going to stay out of that conversation. I want her to introduce herself and tell me what made you
say yes. So many
funny,
years ago.
Funny. No, we don't want to get into that. Tell me what made you start GLOW. And when was that, and what kind of led you to start something like this? And what is GLOW?
Well, I'm Lori, married to Jess.
Blessed to be married to Jess.
Bless her heart.
No, not that kind of blessed.
So I've been a youth minister's wife for almost 15 years now, and one of the first things that I realized was that there was just nothing really specifically for teenage girls. And I felt like that was just a need. And I actually, there was a group of us girls, I don't remember now. I think we were going home from a shower that was out of town or something like that. And we just started talking about all the things that we never heard discussed that teenage girls really needed to hear and that they were begging us for. And we started that as a result of those conversations of what is it that we're missing. You know, the fact is that most of what our teenagers hear, or any of us hear really, is from the male perspective. Mm-hmm. And there are just some things that are unique to teenage girls, or, you know, any age of girl, but especially teenagers, as they're transitioning their lives and they're starting to gain independence and they're figuring out who they are, and they've just got some unique needs and unique things that they need to discuss in a way with people who understand where they're coming from. So that's why we started it. Actually, it was 2005. So this is, what would that make that, Doug?
12
years.
12
years. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow, I feel old right now.
Yeah, you're telling me.
And it started, when it started, GLOW was at Cox Boulevard.
The first year was at Cox Boulevard. Maybe the first couple of years.
First two or three, I think,
But it's always been the work of several different congregations. So we've still got a group of women from several different Shoals area congregations, and even one in Tennessee, that work with us, and that's been really good, I think, as well, to kind of get all those different perspectives. And we wanted it to be an area-wide event, and even broader than that. We have groups that come from Mississippi, several that come from Tennessee, and so that's something we really wanted, was for it to go as broad as it could be. So
good. And this is a Friday night, and Saturday until when?
It's Friday night. We have it here now, here at the Killen Church building. The girls spend the night, so it's kind of sleepover, lock-in.
It's like a big slumber party.
Rally, slumber party, all kind of meshed into one. Yeah. And then we spend the morning on Saturday, and we'll dismiss at noon on Saturday. So they'll have supper here, breakfast, and then a snack and be dismissed.
So if the girls are interested in coming, they need to bring an air mattress?
Yes.
Air mattress and sleeping bag, pillow, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But no showers. Sorry, we don't have showers here.
Shame.
Yeah, I know. We should. Maybe it'll rain and they could just go outside and get soaking wet.
I think some of them like try to wash their hair in the sink and
do
stuff.
Do they really?
So, yeah. I wash my hair in the sink.
I do
See,
too.
Lori does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do what you gotta
do.
Wow.
Shampoo.
Wes. Okay, so let's talk about Glow for a little bit. What are some of the things? I know in the past there's been special projects, and so I want Kim to talk about that in a little bit. But first, just talk about the dates, and whichever one you wants to answer, let's talk about the dates and your speakers, the theme, that kind of just basic information about GLOW for this year.
Okay, so this year GLOW is May the 5th and 6th, so it's a Friday night and a Saturday. It's not, what, two and a half weeks from now?
Not long, yeah.
It's not long. Each year we do a few different things. We have special speakers and we try to get people that we have specifically talked to the girls and they have either heard or specific topics that they're really interested in. We've got two this year. One of them is Jen Farmer, and she is a counselor in Tennessee, the Bartlett Christian Counseling Center, I believe is correct. And she is just absolutely fantastic. Yeah, we had her last year, and all the girls said, please, please bring her back. So we've actually got her coming. She'll be speaking on Friday night and again on Saturday. And she's just phenomenal and just really has a handle on what these girls need. And she also brings that counseling perspective in that I think is really important. Also, we've got Lindsay White, who she's the youth minister's wife from the Moulton Church of Christ. If you know Andy White, this is Andy's wife. And she also is just fantastic. She did our Ladies' Day at Killen this year, and we were just blown away. She was just awesome. And I actually went to college with Lindsay, spent a lot of time with her, and just love her dearly. And I think the two of them are just going to be exceptional for our girls. We're also going to do a hand lettering class, so that's something we're really excited about. We usually try to have some sort of fun activity, interesting, that's different, and this is something that we've heard a lot of interest in from the girls, you know, how to make these pretty signs that have the super cute, you know.
Plus, we wanted to learn how to do it ourselves.
Yes. Yes. We also wanted to learn for ourselves. So we've got someone coming in that is very talented in that, and we'll be having that class. And then Kim's going to tell you about our service project, which we're also really, really excited about.
Oh, you want me to tell you that now? Okay. We are going to do a Soul Hope shoe cutting party. So for those of you on Facebook, there it is. So what it is, it's basically you get together. It's kind of a little party, and you make shoes out of jeans and old plastic, like plastic milk bottles or plastic 2-liter bottles, and you cut out the pieces and pin them together and then send the pieces to Uganda. And there's a group in Uganda called Soul Hope, and they actually have a guy there that assembles the shoes, and they put tire tread on the bottom, and then they give them to the people there in the area. So most people there don't have shoes, and they get these little things called jiggers that stick in your feet and your hands. You can get them all over your body, and they're really painful, and it makes it hard to kind of do everyday life. So they actually, the Soul Hope group, they will take the jiggers out and then kind of educate them on how to prevent getting jiggers again. And then they also give him shoes to help prevent that. So it's pretty cool that we get to take something that, you know, we would normally throw away, like an old pair of jeans that's torn up, or a milk bottle or a 2-liter bottle, and, you know, make somebody in Uganda a pair of shoes that otherwise wouldn't have any. So I'm really excited about the project. I think it's going to be really awesome. And the guy actually that puts the tire tread on him, he came into the Soul Hope group, and I think he had, I want to say it was over 1,000 jiggers. So, they actually have a
is this like a little insect or like part of a plant?
No, it's like it's like a bug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I've had, well, of course we've called them chiggers, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess it's kind of the same thing.
A little different than that. Yeah. Little more gross,
but equally.
Okay.
But
I understand. Yeah. I understand the concept.
Cause you don't want to Google it. Probably. No.
Oh no. I'm definitely Googling it.
I was about to say, yeah, everybody right now is going.
Yes.
Google. Chiggers.
So anyway, they have almost like a hotel for people that have a lot of jiggers like that, because they can't take them all out at one time. And so that the guy stayed there and they took out all his jiggers, and now he works for them putting the tire tread on the shoe. So I think that's pretty cool that kind of he's come full circle, and somebody that was like blessed by that ministry is now a part of that ministry and able to bless other people. So I'm really excited that our girls are going to be able to be a part of this, and we'll get to make, looks like we're going to be making toddler shoes. So they're going to be precious. I know. And, so girls, when you come, bring your, a pair of old jeans that you don't mind getting cut up, and start collecting your milk jugs and your 2-liter bottles. So we are going to put those to good use for our project. So
sweet. And on the brochure, it kind of looks like Tom's. It's kind of like what it looks like when it gets done. So to give everybody a reference. Yeah. Now, does Soul Hope, do they have a website? Can you?
Yeah, they do. It's soulhope.org, S-O-L-E, that like shoe soul, hope, soulhope.org. So you can get on there and kind of look around. And also there's some videos on YouTube. So if you want to look up the videos,
cool,
get a better idea of what it's about.
Speaking of websites, you guys have a website for Glow.
We do.
So why don't you go ahead, and we'll remind everybody about these at the end. But if you want to go check it out while you're, you know, open another window, if you're watching on Facebook Live, what's the website for Glow?
Our website is glowforgirls.strikinglybeautiful.com.
Like us.
Wow.
Wow. Agreed.
She went there. I'm sorry. I've just, you know, you can say things like that. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just like, wow, she went there. And Wes is like, agreed. Y'all are very beautiful. Strikingly.
Thanks,
I'm just
like, listen,
thanks, hey, Wes.
Sorry. No,
yeah. You're too kind. No,
I've got to do better. I've got to do better.
Okay. So I've got a few questions.
Okay. Go for it.
The first thing that I noticed when I look at this thing is I see all the different things that are going to be happening. So you are going to have uplifting, passionate lessons that will challenge and inspire, participate in group activities designed to build bridges and deepen relationships, which is something that every young person is desiring to have. They may not say it, they may not verbalize that, but they want to have that kind of relationship with people. And when you put them in an environment like what you are offering, you can really get that. You can really encourage that, and it can really open that up. So I think that's great. Kickstart your passion for ministry with an exciting service project, Soul Hope, which I think that's really, really cool. And then eat a lot.
Love eating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then sleep at least a little bit.
A little.
Okay. So whoever made the flyer, was that you? Mm-hmm. Okay. So the flyer is very creative. It's good because, you know, you want something that kind of pops, and you want something that looks attractive to people. Lori does a great job with graphic design,
yes,
things like
does.
That. And so we're very blessed to have her. We use her with our show here from time to time, too. So she does different things for us, and we're very thankful for that.
She also designed the website. So
even better.
Yes.
So
shout out.
So go check it out.
Yeah, even if you just give it some traffic, give the website some traffic. So here's the
Facebook group. She also did that.
Word. See, she's very creative. My wife is
talented.
Now, see, now he's trying to jump back in and be nice.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Too little, too late.
And Jess. Kim is talented in her own ways as well.
Whatever right. those might be, we don't know.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Jess, you know, and you both know too, when you start putting service projects together where you can use everybody, mm-hmm. that becomes a challenge.
Yes.
Because some people... just they don't want to do anything, or two, they, you know, you have more chiefs than you have Indians, you know, you just have that kind of thing. So this, when I was looking at that, it looks like something that everybody could right. be involved in. Everybody has their own niche where they could be, you know, a part of this. So question is, how much does it cost? What time do you want them here? And even if we don't have people coming, can we still donate these items to you to help with the project, and how do we get them here?
Yes, you're going to absolutely donate to the project. If you go on the website, there's contact information. So if you've got things you want to donate, you can get in touch with us that way through that phone number, that email address. Or, of course, you could drop them here at the Killen Church building. That would work too. As far as schedule, our registration starts at 5:30 on Friday evening. And what we do is you come in, you register, you have some pizza, and then we won't actually start the first session until 6:30 that night. So you've got a little bit of time and a little bit of downtime. Get full and hopefully not get sleepy, but
get full and get excited.
We will make sure that you're awake.
Get pumped up.
That's right.
Yes. Kim is the official.
She the MC.
She is the crazy person. Yes.
You're the pump up.
Yes.
Resident crazy person.
Scott Cochran.
Yeah. Let's get a little taste.
Yeah, we got to see it.
Now?
Oh, yeah. On demand.
Right
oh,
now.
No. I can't do it on demand.
Give us a sample. The girls want us. Yeah. That's a little weak.
Well, I like.
I don't know about you, but I'm psyched.
I like to wear this glow. We have this really awesome glowing girl costume that I like to wear sometimes, pull out of the closet. So.
Sweet. A glowing girl?
Yeah,
costume?
It's a little like glow in the dark stick.
Okay,
girl.
That's. Yeah, I thought that was the one you were talking about.
Okay.
She likes to bust
out. It's actually pretty cool.
You never know what I might bust out in. I like glowing things, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
So, price point.
Yes.
What are we talking?
The cost is $15. That includes your overnight accommodation at the church building.
Yes.
It also includes the meals while you're here and all the stuff that we need for the activities, for the lettering class, for all the incidentals that we need for the Soul Hope Project. All of that is incorporated into that $15 fee.
Yeah, okay. Part of that will go toward, we have to give an amount for each shoe that we send over.
Gotcha.
To help cover their costs, and also part of our registration fee is going to go to that too. So this time.
Now, I know one of the big questions that the girls are going to have, and I don't think you've answered it. Are there t-shirts available?
I knew you were going to say that.
There will be t-shirts.
All right.
They'll be $10 a piece, and you can just get them at the door. They're here until they're gone. So
first get come, first serve.
Yeah, show
they're
up at 5:30.
They're going to be super cute this year.
Yeah, we're excited about the shirts this time.
Are they
going to
be like those
time?
Cotton color things?
We can't tell. It's a secret.
I bet they're going to be like jerseys.
Like 3/4 length baseball shirts.
No,
that's
like
what
football.
I'm going with.
Like football jerseys.
Definitely.
Mesh.
Yeah.
That's definitely
old school
what it
80s.
Is.
With
I'm going to.
Plastic vinyl lettering on.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that you are incorrect.
I know I'm incorrect.
They'll
I
be
know
cute.
I am.
You're going to want one.
Very
so.
Cool. I wear a 2X.
They're going to have my face on them.
So, you talked a little bit about how this came about. Tell us what Glow means to you personally, what it stands for, obviously, but what it means to you personally now that you've had some time in it and how you've seen it grow, and maybe even some of the struggles that you have, because anytime you put an event together like this, it can be a struggle, it can be a headache, it can be those times. I mean, you know, Jess did this with Killen Youth Day as well, and we've all tried to put trips together. There's times where you just want to throw your hands up and say, is it really worth it? Is it worth it to keep going with this? So tell us a little bit about what Glow means to you and kind of what it stands for.
Well, I think one of the interesting things that happens with us every year, I mean, we're not getting any younger. And
true that.
And
I couldn't tell.
Thanks, Jess.
Hey. I couldn't
Good
tell.
Job.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Seems like you're getting younger to me.
Anyhow, the last several years, one of the things that we've talked about is that, you know, every year we kind of have this conversation, like, do we want to keep doing this, you know, or are we still effective at communicating with these girls? You know, we're the distance in age between some of us and them is growing. But at the same time, we just feel like it's too important,
right,
to give up, because what it means is something that addresses their specific needs at this specific time in their lives. And every year after we're done, we get calls and emails and visits from girls that say, you know, this particular thing really impacted me, or this made a difference, or this changed my life. And you just feel like that's something you have to continue. It's just a passion to do, because it's so difficult to find anything for that specifically for this particular group. And so when it's not really being done anywhere else, you just have to do it. And we enjoy it. We love it. And we love spending time with the girls, and we've got a great group of women that,
yes,
that, all work together to make this happen. And so it's just, it really is, a blessing. And even though it's difficult and it's stressful, and sometimes I'm like, Jess, I don't know why, you know, just exactly what you're saying. Yeah. You know, sometimes you think, why am I doing this? But then you realize every single year we get here and we remember, this is why we're doing it. It's because of these, you know, 150 or 200 or whatever girls that, you know, that need, they need somebody to tell them that they're going to make it, and yeah, they're, you know, that they're going to be okay, and that, that their specific problems and issues, we can address those and not be fearful of those, or not make them feel like they're alone in the world. And that's one of the most important things, I think, that this is about, is making them feel like they're not alone.
Yeah. When I hear stuff like that, it kind of gets, you know, it excites me. I mean, you know, obviously I won't be able to attend, but, you know, it's so, one of our girls, she was here last year, Ansley, and she mm-hmm. come back and she was like, look, this thing is awesome. You know, we need to get more girls involved in this. So when you hear things like that, and Jess has been there too, you've had kids that have come back from things and said, yeah, I'll never go to that again, but I don't care anything about that, nobody here is going to enjoy that, it was a miserable time. But when you have people come back and say, yeah, I'll be back, and we need to get more people there, that's how you know you're having a positive impact. So I think it's very important what you ladies are doing and what you're trying to accomplish, and from the outside looking in, I have to say that it's working. And I think it's very unique, and I appreciate you and applaud you for that.
I mean, there's really not that many things that are like this that go on for this long, for 12 years running.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really something to be commended, because, you know, usually it dies out. You know, usually people, they lose interest and, you know, life gets in the way. And, you know, I think it's had its ebbs and flows. There's been some ups and downs as far as numbers, but it seems like it has plateaued to a point where it's steady now.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think that, you know, getting the word out this year, I really think this year is going to be one of the best, just from a speaker standpoint, from, you know, the theme and everything that they've got planned.
Oh, the theme. We haven't even
talked about the theme yet.
Just cut me off and go on.
Love it.
The theme.
Talk
is
about the theme.
Right, since, up,
yeah,
Lori's,
that's a good,
alley.
That's a good transition. Tell us what the theme is.
Go
what is it?
The theme is Write Your Story. And I'm super excited about this. Like, book nerd, this is
mic drop.
But what we want to do with this weekend is to really emphasize the fact that their story is largely yet to be written, and
right,
they can make their story whatever they want it to be. And one of the specific things that we've talked with the speakers about is that we're going to be talking, they're going to be addressing the fact that they can't control to a large extent what's happened in their past. You know, as teenagers, they don't have a lot of control about where their story starts, but they have a lot of control over where their story ends up, and that no matter what's happened so far in their lives, that they can really, you know, with God on their side, they can make their story whatever they want it to be, and being able to kind of rewrite what they want their story to be. So we're super excited about that whole idea and reaching out to them in that way. Write your story.
So it's WRITE, write your story. But right. You could also write, this is when the girls think I'm cheesy, but you could also write corny. Your story and get it back on the track.
Right. Yeah. I see what you did there.
R-I-G-H. See, yeah. Always thinking up here, Wes. Always, the wheels are always turning, man.
Which can be dangerous.
Can be.
I think we always sit down every year and try to really make sure that what we're doing is like going to be relevant to the girls.
Yeah. Sure.
And it's really funny because every year we have this conversation like, are we going to do it this year? Like, do we really want to do this again?
So we don't much have any work. Good ideas. There's yeah, no good nothing. Ideas left.
And then it's like, God will just bring an idea and, you know, someone will say, hey, what about this? And everybody's like, yes. And then everything just starts to flow and click. And I'm always amazed every year at how it just like, it just comes together and it's really exciting. And I think for us too, that's kind of like confirmation that we got to keep going and that we're doing something effective, I hope, is just the way that the pieces always kind of fall into place for us, you know, service projects and our speakers. And we always think like, oh, we're never like, we never, oh, I can't say that. Then I'll offend our speakers. We hardly ever get our first pick of speakers.
Oh! And they've all just canceled.
Except this year. This year we did. No, but.
No, I think that's a testament
to. You know how it
is.
Like, it's just.
To the ladies that y'all want to get to come. They're busy.
They are. They're busy. Know? They're and just busy. And
that's not to mean that the ones that come aren't great.
No, sometimes we just have to book them for the next year.
That's right. What I was going to say was it always ends up that the people that do come are the ones that needed to be here, you know, like
sure
we're always like, man, I'm so glad she ended up coming because it really ends up being amazing. So
let me tell you the actual topics because I think they're really awesome.
Yeah,
I'm super excited about the
first
really
one. Make sense. I know we gotta go. So choose your own adventure, finding your passion. It was a dark and stormy night when your story doesn't go like you planned. Once upon a time, how his story changes your story, and happily ever after, choosing how your story ends.
Very good.
I'm excited.
Very good. It's always a good weekend.
It's going to be fun.
Whoop, whoop. You have to put a dress on.
What?
If you're going to go, you got
to. And a wig, probably a wig.
And a wig, definitely
okay,
a wig.
Okay, fair enough. I guess I could be security.
You could.
You have to be outside.
Yeah, but
I could be outside.
I could like.
We'll make you a shirt.
Okay, fair enough.
There you go. All right. We need to wrap this up, but we're definitely grateful for Lori and Kim being here with us
for
today.
Sure.
And
thank you.
And hopefully
thanks for letting us come.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Hopefully, I think I'm doing that. I'm cutting the sound off somehow.
I think we'll have them back.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we need to. Maybe after sometime.
I don't care when they come back. As long as they're back and they keep roasting you, I'm in.
It's bad.
I'm in.
It's bad.
He brings it on himself.
For sure. Yeah, he opens the door. All right, so here we go one more time. Yeah,
show them the flyer.
Glow in conjunction with the Soul Hope Project.
All right.
Awesome.
It's going to be fantastic. Glow, get your young ladies here. They will enjoy it.
Glowforgirls.strikingly.com. And the Soul Hope website was soulhope.org, right? And
correct.
It's soulhope
.org.
So hopefully we've painted a pretty good picture, I think, that these ladies have of what GLOW is, and hopefully that has enticed you to get a group together. If some of you teenage girls are listening and you know somebody that could use this, girls in your youth group, family members, whatever it is, get your youth minister to get a group together, or get a group together yourself, or just get here. It will be a blessing. I know they didn't talk a whole lot about the things that stress them out beforehand. You know, there are some things that go on, but
I don't know what you mean.
But after it's over, I know that it's a rewarding feeling when they see all the girls here and how they respond to one another and to the projects. There have been many projects done through the years, big projects. This is a big project. This is not no small thing, and it's very thoughtful every year. It's not just, you know, come and we're going to do this little, you know, we're going to do little goodie bags for, I mean, and that's needed, and that's good. But these are things, I mean, they have done things for human trafficking. They've done remodeling projects for children's homes. That was a huge,
huge deal.
A big deal. It included a lot of people, even outside of the youth rally. And so I know you'll want to come and be a part of what they're going to be doing through the weekend. So go check out glowforgirls.strikingly.com and also go find the Facebook page.
Yes.
Facebook, is it an event?
It is.
So if you type in Glow for Girls, not just Glow, you might get what is it? Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling?
We're not that.
Type in Glow for Girls and find the event, and you can find out all that information. And so we just really appreciate y'all being here.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
We enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
What a pleasure to have you guys on, and we wish you the best of luck with it. I know it's going to be great because, you know, anytime you put your heart and soul into thing, it just sort of pans out, you know, and God takes care of
us. God is good.
So we're very thankful for you being on. Jess.
Yes, sir.
I got to tell you.
Tell me.
SunTrust Park is not doing you any favors.
Yeah, yes it is. Yes it is. We're undefeated at SunTrust Park. Have you not been watching the MLB?
Have I not been watching the Braves? That would be the question. I don't care nothing about the Braves.
Okay, so Matt, we're undefeated.
Matt Kemp is 97 years old and he's your top hitter.
Hey, listen. No. It's okay because get this. The Braves.
Go Cardinals. Are you
the
serious?
Braves have like a 2 or 3 game it's not really an advantage. I guess an advantage. They're not in the same division, but they're like 2 or 3 games ahead of the Cardinals right now, which I texted that to Gary Russell the other day. I was like, it's like the first time in, you know, 25 years that they've ever had. And I know it's what, 13 games in the season? No, 12.
Yeah.
But we're 500, 6-6, and one place out of first place.
So are the Cubs.
Yeah,
so we're
see
right
there,
neck and
you
neck.
Know what? And the Cubs won the championship last year, right. So the Braves are as good as the Cubs.
You know, I'm a huge Cubs fan.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I'm a Cardinals fan. So,
I know. So is Charles Abernathy.
Yes, he is.
And I feel the same way about you that I do him now. So,
oh dear.
Anyway,
right. I will never be invited back on the show.
I'm good with that.
Oh.
Ouch. All right. It's been a great show. Thank you again for being here. If you have any questions or comments for the ladies, obviously you can find their contact information on the website. But if you want to come through us, we'll pass those along to us. And there are several different ways that you can get in touch with us through social media, email, things like that. Jess is going to give that to you right now.
Yeah, let me go ahead and put the girls on the spot one more time. Because I do think that there's some other ladies that probably need to get some credit. Whitney Burgess and also Stacy Harmon, and y'all can finish the rest of
Diana Ashley and Caitlin Watkins.
Kershaw. Diana Kershaw.
Sorry. Yes.
No.
I'm sorry, Diana.
Yeah, that's
going way back. Yeah.
Caitlin Watkins. Mm-hmm. And Emily Burns.
Burns.
That's everybody.
Is that everybody?
That's everybody.
Okay. They all, it is a cooperative effort.
Yes.
They are
so
amazing to work with. Amazing. I cannot say enough good
things. Know when Lori kind of had this in her mind, it never was a thing where she thought she could do it all herself. And that has been true.
That is true.
She has a good support group around her. And those ladies work very hard. And so they need to get some credit as well. So you can find this podcast, Ministry Zoo, on iTunes, the podcast app there on iTunes, on Google Play. You can find us on the Podomatic app. We're on the Adventures in Ministry website, and they have an app as well, AIM. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MinistryZoo, and we're on Twitter at Ministry Zoo. And the absolute best way to get in touch with us is through email. So email us at ministryzoo gmail.com. And we want to hear from you guys, suggestions for further show topics, things like that. If you just want to say something nice about me today, I'll take it. Kind of got beat up in the show today a little bit. Okay.
There we go. Gorgeous.
Okay. Kind of feel like.
This is so fun.
If you like Michael Scott over here.
If you would like to add to the fire, that would be okay too.
No, don't add to the fire.
Now, listen, Jess is our techie wizard, so he's going to be able to put all of the links to your website and things like that into our show description today. So
if you find us on
the Podomatic or the iTunes or whatever, you can click on it there and it'll take you directly to those sites. So thank you again, ladies, for being here. We're very proud to be associated with you. We love you and we thank you for what you're doing. And if we can do anything, from a Shiloh perspective or just from an Ayers household perspective to help, certainly let us know. We'll be happy to help. So, Jess, we're going to get out of here.
That's been great.
Jess and Lori are both going to a senior recital here in just a few moments. So we want to wish Emily, is that right? Emily's senior recital. We want to wish her good luck. I know that she will do great. And excited for her, exciting time for her. So we're out of here. We're pulling for the Cubs, and we will talk with you
Cardinals
very, very soon. God bless you all. Thank you.
Go Braves.